Hello, hi. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Sam. This is my show. It's called Punk is Dead. And I'm going to be hanging out for the next hour, playing some great punk, some great hardcore, a little bit of screamo slash scrams, whatever it's called. I'm going to be playing a bit of that tonight, or a good amount tonight, honestly. Trying to branch out a little here. Also because the screamo scene going on right now is very solid, especially out in Vancouver area, BC, British Columbia. You know it all. That first song there was a band from Ottawa. Their name is in French, so I'm going to fuck it up a little. It's Durs Cuers. I'm not even going to try it. Durs Cuers. Durs Cuers. That could be it. And the song was Verglas, which means black ice, according to Google Translate. As you can tell, I don't speak French very much at all. Stopped taking it in grade 9, so I'm sorry to my French listeners, but I also don't think I have that many French listeners, being in Kingston, and my lack of listeners total. Up next, I'm going to play where's this band from? They're not French, because I can pronounce most of their band name, or their song names. They're from Santa Ana, California, and they're a band called Vindicta, with a little accent on the A, the little two dots like Husker Du on top of the U. Vindicta. V-I-N-D-I-K-T and then A with the accents. And the first song I'm going to play, or the one song I'm going to play by them, is called Wake Up. So, yeah, they're a cool hardcore band from California. This is a new EP they have. It's called Demo 2026. And it came out March 20th, 2026. So, very new stuff. Very cool new heavy hardcore. Here you go. Santa Ana band, Vindicta. That last band you heard, it was a very noisy hardcore band from Vancouver, British Columbia, as a lot of the new hardcore I play is coming from Vancouver. But they're a cool band called Huge Prick, which, depending on your definition of prick, could either be a good thing or a bad thing, depending whether you're calling someone it or referring to something. But that was their song called Psycho Chair off their Psycho Chair EP, which just came out March 11th. So that was two back-to-back really new EPs. So we're off to a great start for the show already for that new music audience. Because I know everyone tunes in here for the newest, bestest, greatest hardcore. And I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give everyone what they want from this. That's what I get paid for. I don't get paid. Going to play Screamo now because I don't get paid, so I'm going to play what I want. And this is a Vancouver band. It's a West Coast band. They're from Portland, Oregon. They're called Carry On Spring, which is all one word. And yeah, they're cool. What do they call themselves? They call themselves Emotive Hardcore from Portland, Oregon, established 2008. But this is off another new album. It's released March 6th, 2026, so a few weeks ago now. And yeah, this is the first song off the album. It's called Abject Disaster. So hope you enjoy something a little different than the standard hardcore I've been playing for so long now. Here you go, Abject Disaster by Carry On Spring.
And I'm Today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Boehner's with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Boehner's with Claire. Go stream Boehner's with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
I just played three songs in a row, and one of them was a digital hardcore song, which it's getting crazy out here. That's nothing like I've ever played before. But I'm gonna experiment today. We're going nuts. We're going absolutely nuts today. I watched Nirvana the Band, the Show, the Movie with my friend a few weeks ago now. And if you haven't seen the movie, go see it. Definitely would recommend it because I didn't know about the show. I've never seen the show before. It was before my time. I don't know when it came out, but I think it probably ended when I was like 11 I think they did a reboot maybe in like 2017, but I wasn't old enough to be watching it yet, or I didn't know about it. But really good movie. I don't know how they filmed a lot of it. Everyone's talking about like how they filmed younger versions of themselves and how they like edited them. How they made everything look like it was 2008, because the premise was they went back in time to 2008. Spoiler alert, sorry, but I'm pretty sure it's in the trailer. But what I want to know, the most impressive part of that, all that filming, was that they managed to park an RV in downtown Toronto on street parking. I don't believe that is possible. I think someone will time travel before an RV can park on the side of a road on Queen Street in Toronto. That's a load of horse shit. That is not possible. So, Jay McCarroll or Matt Johnson, is that your name? If that is your real name, I'm not sure. I might have made that up. If you're listening to this show, I want you to come on the show and tell me how you managed to find that parking spot, because it was right outside the CP24 car. Too. Like, it was right down there on, I think it was Queen Street. I don't live in Toronto. I live in Hamilton. But it's just insane to me. I was with my friend that lives in Mississauga. That was the biggest, that was the most impressive part of the movie, to be honest. Parking. Up next, I'm going to go back to some hardcore stuff. Actually, no, I'm going to play a little bit of funny punk. A little bit of jokey punk. I've played this band before. I love this band. It's the Dead Milkmen. They're one of the funniest punk bands of all time. They're very odd people, I'd say. But I love odd people. And yeah, they're really funny people. I'm going to play Dead Milkmen with I Dream of Jesus. And then I'm going to play Negative FX, which is... Negative FX is a band from Boston, Massachusetts. That wasn't a Boston accent. That was a Southern accent. I butchered that. That went wrong. But I'm not gonna edit this down. I don't care enough about my accents. But yeah, they're a band from Boston, Massachusetts, and they're the band that NoFX took their name from. They basically stole their name from Negative FX and turned it to NoFX, and then got much bigger. So that's unfortunate. No, it's not unfortunate. The Negative FX guys seem to be cool with the amount of success they've gotten. And everyone in the punk scene knows negative FX. It's hard to say, kind of. Maybe I have a issue with saying words in general. For someone that talks on the radio, I have trouble saying a lot of words and slurring my words. Because I'm dead, so I swear I'm sober. I think I might sound drunk on the radio, but this is just how I talk. But when I get drunk, it gets bad. I can barely speak. I just start slurring everything. Or at least my mind thinks I am. Maybe I'm not. No one's ever said anything. I think I'm making it up. But yeah, here we go. Dead Milkmen, I Dream of Jesus, and then Negative FX, Government War Plans, because this is a topical show. We talk about real things going on in the world.
It was during my second senior year when Mom found Jesus Christ. His spirit was trapped inside an old Manischewitz bottle that Mom picked out of the dumpster behind the 7-Eleven. Mom brought the bottle inside and set it down on top of the TV. Then she told all of us kids to gather around. And then she explained how Jesus lived in the bottle, and how if she wanted to, she could call him out to do her bidding. Sis said it reminded her of an old TV show, and Mom slapped her and called her a heretic. I didn't say anything, because I can still remember that time outside the Safeway, when I took four security guards to hold Mom down.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him my soul. Okay, Jesus loves me, yes I know.
It wasn't long before people from all over the world started coming to our house to see the bottle. At first I thought that this would make me more popular at school, but instead it seemed to have the opposite result. Kids would stop in the halls and point at me and say, there's the boy whose mother keeps our Savior cooped up in that tiny little bottle. And then everybody started calling me Bottle Boy, and that really hurt. It was also around this time that Mom began to attract some pretty weird followers, like that guy who never used deodorant and spoke only in riddles, and that woman who collected 19th century handmade Amish swimwear.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to him my soul. Okay, Jesus loves me, yes I know.
Mommy, she loved Jesus, like others did, for she had a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did, for she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. As the year went on, things went from bad to worse, and I realized if it wasn't a big change pretty soon, I'd never be able to get a date for the prom. I couldn't go the year before because Mom belonged to a church that considered dancing a one-way ticket to hell, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, by this point, Mom had appeared on The Richard Bay Show, AM Philadelphia, and Geraldo. So there was no use in me changing schools since everybody knew who my mom was. Also, we had to spend all the money for Mom's personal appearances to hire a bodyguard, since by this point, we were getting about 400 death threats a day.
Jesus loves me, yes I know, for the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong, that's why I sing this song. If I die,
one night, I just couldn't stand it anymore. While everyone else was sleeping, I crept downstairs. Slowly, I went up to the bottle and began to unfasten the lid. At first, nothing happened, but then the room filled with a thick, white smoke. I was glad my sister had taken the batteries out of the smoke detector to put near a Walkman. When the smoke cleared, I found myself face to face with the Son of God, who was much shorter than I had expected. He told me that since I freed him, he'd grant me one wish, and that's how I got to go to the prom with Gina Davis. But you probably already read about that in People.
Jesus loves me as I know.
That was Negative Effects. I told you about them before, but really underrated band. So if you don't know them, definitely go check them out. That's just a little sneak preview, a little taste of Negative Effects. And yeah, their whole album is recorded as, let's say, shoddily as that song, because I think that they had their rehearsal space and then they dropped a microphone. They just hung it from the ceiling in the middle of it. And that was, they rehearsed, and that was their album. They just recorded it all right there, which I love about them. It's what makes them special. Anyways, up next, gonna play some Nova Scotia hardcore for you. This is a band called Excited to Die from Sick Till Death Records, and it's off their, just a single. The album is called Sick Till Death, the EP, sorry. I'm messing up everything out here. And the song is called Compliance Officer. It's the first song off this EP, which just came out March 7th, 2026, that is. So more new hardcore from, like I said, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Here you go, Excited to Die with Compliance Officer.
Yeah! Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
All right, that was some good stuff, and guess what? I got a surprise. I'm going to play more good stuff. Some could even call it great stuff. I think everything I play is great stuff. So this next band is called Phase. They're Canadian. They're from, where are they from? Montreal, Quebec, as opposed to Montreal, Saskatchewan. And they sound to me like if Turnstile was more hardcore, like if people call Turnstile a hardcore band. I'm not going to get into that debate. It's too violent of a debate. I'd call Turnstile hardcore. Maybe they're poppier, but I really don't care. But this band, Phase, at least this song, which is Burn It Faster, they sound like if Turnstile got rid of the poppy aspects of their music. But you'll understand. Hopefully I'm not crazy. And this is a real thing. Hopefully it actually sounds like how I think it sounds. But I'll let you listen to it. The song's called Burn It Faster. It's off their EP called Content. Came out 2021, so it's not very new. But yeah, this is Phase with Burn It Faster. And listen for the Turnstile-like music, I guess. I don't know. Here you go.
sung by a monster. This is sung by the monster that Nicki Nicki made. This is sung by Nicki. This is Nicki. This is Nicki Nicki. This is the song of Nicki Nicki. Ready? Watch. Nicki Nicki 9 goes up and down the Scarborough Bluffs. They call me Nicki Nicki 9 goes. I'm the guy who does that stuff.
Next, I'm going to play one of my favorite punk slash hardcore bands of all time. It's, everyone knows them, Dead Kennedys, pioneers of hardcore, mixed surf rock with hardcore and made wonderful, wonderful music. And yeah, they're one of the bands that got me into punk and hardcore. And I'm just going to play one of my favorite songs by them. This is Riot off of, I'm not sure if it's on In God We Trust Incorporated or Plastic Surgery Disasters, because on Apple Music, it's on both. I have the one record at home, but I only have the sleeve for it. It was getting thrown out. I thought it was the full record, but alas, it was just the sleeve, which kind of peed me off. PMO. But yeah, this is Riot by Dead Kennedys. Enjoy.
Fire! jumping, yap for joy. Quickly, dive back in the crowd, slip away now, don't get caught. Let's lose the best of it, high five, crawl down as much as you can hold. Pray your ball arms don't fall off, here comes the YOLO with a gun.
Yeah.
That was another band everyone that's listening to this show probably knows. It was Black Flag with their song Black Coffee off their 1984 album Slip It In. And up next, I'm going to play a band I played a few times before, but I feel like playing them because they're going... Oh, did I play them last week? I don't think I played them last week, but they're going on tour, and they're going to be playing in Toronto in September, I think, and it's The Chats, my favorite Australian punk band, one of my favorite bands at the time right now, one of my favorite bands, period. And yeah, so I love The Chats. I've seen them live. They're great. So I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by them called AC/DC CD because I'm wearing an AC/DC shirt right now. It's a radio show, so you can't tell, but I wouldn't lie about that. That'd be a stupid thing to lie about. I've lied about stuff before. I won't lie about something that stupid. So here you go, The Chats, AC/DC CD.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gales!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo! My goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
All right, I think I got time for only two more songs. So I'm going to play a band I've also played before, but great band, a band I don't play enough is what I mean. They're Emma Goldman from Vancouver, British Columbia. Very cool, hardcore, punk band, whatever you want to call them. They're awesome. So I'm going to play them, and then I'm going to play... It's going to be a Nirvana the Band the Show the Movie reference. It's Never Come Down by Brave Shores or by Jay McCarroll if you watch the movie. Well, Jay McCarroll is in the band in real life, but watch the movie and you'll get it. It's funny to me and my one friend that we saw the movie together. So here you go, and thanks for tuning in tonight. Hope you'll tune in next week. I'll have another great episode. Have great episodes every week. I'll be honest, they're meh episodes, but yeah, tune in. Thanks for joining me. Have a great rest of your night. See ya.
Yeah. 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves the world came.
Hello, friends and listeners of Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all in to join me and my furry companions, Simbush and Gunny, every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 as we bring you 3 hours of only the best in country and bluegrass music, also including special interviews. This is where the legends of country music and bluegrass live.
I watched it all on my radio.
Monday.
Yeah,